Look, I don't know what to tell you. YouTubers now, it's a legit career. It's been like that for a minute. It's been like that for a long time. If you're on YouTube, you can make good money. You can make decent money. And it started to sort of leak out into the real world. There's a fight, as in a boxing match, that's going to be happening next. I think it's next Saturday, whether or not that's Sunday our time, I'm not sure, but UK time next Saturday. Two YouTubers, KSI and Logan Paul. If you don't know who they are, ask your kids. They're probably watching them, or they've probably heard of them. And these guys are saying that it's going to be bigger than Conor McGregor and Mayweather. It's going to be the biggest internet phenomenon in history, right? These two guys are basically background. They've got, you know, KSI's got about 19 million subscribers. Logan Paul, maybe like 17 million. And they KSI did a boxing match after hosting these charity soccer games that were getting like 30,000 people in the stadium. He went and did a boxing match against a YouTuber he had a bit of beef with. And then at the end of the fight, calls out this guy, Logan Paul. Long story short, they reckon they're going to fill out this 21,000 person arena. There's going to be millions of people tuning in online to two kind of comedy actor entertainer guys fighting what will probably be, by professional standards, very poorly. On the undercard, you've got Logan Paul's little brother and KSI's little brother, both YouTubes. They'll be fighting. They've been hyping it up as well. And this is the same guy, Logan Paul. If you don't remember, there was a YouTuber that went into the Japanese suicide forest and could have sort of got in trouble for showing a dead body. We talked about it on the show about sort of January time. This is the same dude. And so I don't know how else we can dissect this other than bringing Struthless 69 in the studio. Man, have you been keeping up to date? Will you be pay-per-viewing the fight?
Gee whiz, yeah, I suppose this is an online version of keeping up with the Kardashians, isn't it? The Paul brothers and all their shenanigans.
So much drama going on. It's, you know, this. I reckon this will make them, I mean, if you say it's like, maybe let's say it's $20 to tune into the fight. Maybe let's be generous. Maybe let's say it's $10 and you get even just a million people. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I'm no mathematician, but even I can do that. it's pretty insane. I mean, the sad part is, though, if you do pay the $10, it's not exactly going to be, you know, the McGregor-Mayweather fight.
No.
It's not going to last 10 rounds.
Absolutely not.
There'll be a clear winner within 60 seconds, I think. Oh, you'll be able to pick who the clear winner is very, very quickly.
Yeah, because these guys are definitely not at like trained fighters. I think Logan in high school was a wrestler, but KSI, he won his previous fight.
That is true.
People seem to think that'll make him. I don't think that's an advantage.
Yeah. I mean, it'd give me more confidence if I had fought publicly, I suppose, you know, as opposed to, I don't know, exploring a suicide forest publicly.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Based on just pure track record.
Yeah, do you think, I don't know, would you ever like, do you think this is a smart business? As someone that sort of works in the online space, do you think this is like, is it them going, I just want to make money? Or do you think it's they genuinely believe that they're sort of like, you know what, I'm a Renaissance man and I want to be across every platform, including sport. Like, I don't know.
I think it's very smart from both of them personally. So firstly, just on the, like, contextually choosing boxing and not another sport. So that relates us back to, you know, the days where the biggest heroes that we had, you know, were people like, you know, Muhammad Ali or, you know, the Hurricane, and they were just these cultural giants. And then that sort of got usurped by, you know, rock stars, rappers, who else, comedians, all these sort of people.
Yeah.
And now with, you know, people, particularly like Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, we're seeing that resurgence of, you know, the celebrity of boxing coming back into our,
a lot,
you
know, of showboating. I remember when McGregor and Mayweather, the fight was happening, I remember just going through Floyd Mayweather's Instagram, and there's videos of him in the bath getting bathed by like a woman, and just, that's just the video is just him in the bath getting scrubbed by this lady and
Brilliant.
Just counting money in the bath, like, for example, and it makes no sense, but, you know, everyone's like, yeah, this is so boss. Like, and I mean,
Well, so that image, right, that has just been anchored in your brain, and all this excessive boxing porn, for lack of a better word, is so strong that you've got a guy like Logan Paul, and I'm sure KSI calling out Logan Paul was 100% planned for months.
They probably were on the phone the night before, going, dude, this will be so good for us.
Yeah, well, pretty much straight after Logan Paul's career took a turn, you know, in his head, he's like, all right, I got to calculate what's going to make a bigger impact in the minds of everybody. Yes, I did this. Yes, it was very insensitive. But if I get smacked down and try smack down another YouTuber, surely that is a larger spectacle that can trump my current embarrassment.
And it's funny how, like, he when the Suicide Forest thing happened, he came out and he made this documentary to help raise awareness for suicide, which is also, by the way, we talked about this last time. It seems to be any prank on YouTube is like, it seems the way they get away with it is saying, oh, no, we're just trying to raise awareness for this. Like, we're just trying to raise awareness, which is not, it's BS, right? So he does this, but now he's flipped into like, hey, KSI, you bitch, like, I'm gonna smack you down. Isn't that like the bullying that he was saying contributes to like people doing that kind of stuff? Like, I don't know.
I suppose it's bullying contained within that context, right? It just channels all his aggression into, you know, the showboating back and forth and gets it out of, you know, me versus my audience.
Well, I want to see what you think of this. I might play you a bit of, first I'll play you a bit of the trailer, which is, we won't play it all. It's about 2 minutes long. But there's another bit where they sat down face to face to trash talk each other, which was after, or maybe before, they did two press conferences, like the real boxers do. This is insane. These are YouTube people. These are people making videos for kids, especially in Logan Paul's case. So they've done the full press conference. Logan's suited up and everything. But here's just a bit of the vibe they're going for in the trailer. So we're seeing KSI in the ring here.
Your winner, KSI!
Packed out stadium.
Obviously, man's got this belt right now. You can come get it.
It's pretty ripped.
Logan Paul, we want some, bro.
They're actually pretty shredded dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And then we see...
You want to be fighting me right now?
That's Logan.
You want me to close the deal?
Okay.
Let's close the deal, all right? Logan Paul versus KSI, August 25th.
Who's ready for the biggest internet event in history?
Can't wait to punch you right in your stupid smug face.
I love this man.
Looking angry while skipping, which is a pretty classic boxing training move. Okay, so walking in a locker room. Oh my goodness. So we just see more boxing footage and...
Gee whiz.
Both terrible.
Just reminded me, it's not Logan Paul's first stage beef either. You know, hell, he even had one with his brother.
That's why I don't know if I trust any of this stuff, man. It's all very like, you know, him and his brother probably sat down as well and they're like, here's our plan or whatever. It's because, you know, YouTubers now are making diss tracks as well. There's a diss track that I've been obsessed with recently, which is annoying a lot of people on my Instagram story, is this YouTuber who made a diss track against his 9-year-old or like 8-year-old brother, clearly for content. But like the diss track is the thing on YouTube. They're all rappers now as well.
Fantastic.
And one of them went platinum from his rap song.
Who is that?
You know, Rice Gum. Have you heard of a guy called Rice Gum?
I have heard of Rice Gum.
He did a diss track. I think it was to Jake Paul, of all people. So, you know, this is all a foreign language to anyone that doesn't go on YouTube. But just if you have kids, maybe just ask them, hey, like, who are you watching and, like, what are you watching? I remember I saw, do you know much about rugby league?
Enough to feign my way through a conversation,
yeah. Have you ever heard of players Chris Sandow and Todd Carney before?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right. Well, if you haven't, basically these guys did a charity boxing match and it was just big haymakers. They were just swinging like not good at all. Like their chin was not tucked in. And anyway, I'm trying to sound like I know about boxing, but look, I'm not a boxer, but I could tell that there wasn't a very good fight. But yeah, it's going to be like that, I think. But I wanted to see what you thought of. This was a very peculiar thing I noticed. We've watched a bit of the trailer, very dramatic. You've got Logan is actually very shredded. Big muscles. KSI, we're not seeing as much of him with his shirt off. We're seeing a little bit. But Logan lifting a tire, I think, is this one. They cut the shot. But anyway, here's some audio from Logan Paul and KSI going face to face. I won't tell you anything about it. I just want to see if you pick up on anything that I've picked up here. It's not like that big, but there's just a vibe.
There's a bit of a show and then run through is the knockout. That's what.
Oh, and to give you context, the moderator has asked them to talk about their strategy for the fight.
Right.
So we might skip a little bit here and see KSI's strategy.
Shot. I'm going to aim for that body, man. It's open. It's always open.
How do you know that?
Yeah, just from your sparring.
My 18-second sparring tape
it's shown a lot.
I taped a month ago?
It's shown a lot, bro. Round two, I might increase the pace. In fact, I probably will. Just increase it just a bit, just a tad. See how you do. See if you can chill in boiling hot water. And then round three, this is when I really home in. This is where the shots get more powerful. This is where the energy just soars through my veins. And that's when you...
When you talk, it's...
See, for me, that kind of comes more across as like very bad phone sex. Like, I'm going to do this to you when I see you. Like,
that's weirdly erotic.
Yeah.
Just replace a few of the nouns and you've got yourself a great manual for texting.
It's, I don't know. So this video we're watching has got almost 9 million views. Oh, God. I mean, look. Should we be encouraging this kind of behavior? What do you think?
Why not?
Really?
Why not, man? No one gets hurt apart from those two, and everybody kind of wants that.
Yeah.
We may as well. Entertainment, you know, we can only get weirder, right? Go back to the Colosseum, I say.
Would there be anyone in maybe the Australian media landscape, if they challenged you to a fight, that you'd be like, you know what, I may as well just take this and go?
Literally anyone.
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 Uh-oh. Yeah, we're doing the call out now.
Yeah, it's the call out.
Any Australian media celebs, any YouTubers listening to this, you can tag Struthless69 on Instagram and call him out and he'll take on the challenge.
I'm very skinny.
Yeah.
And man, lethargic.
You know, that could be good. It could be maybe you got like a little bit of a little quick pace going on, you know, evading.
Think, yeah, more like a, you ever seen like origami under a rock?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll be the crane.
Oh, man. Well, look, I guess before we let you go, do you think, I don't know. I mean, obviously they're doing this for press and stuff. Do you think that, I feel like I'm sort of like, oh, this is so fake and this is so like YouTubers. But do you think that's like the aim of the game? Like... Do you have to be that kind of person to get real hardcore success like these guys are? Like just sell yourself to the flavor of the month kind of thing? Like 1 minute you're Mr. No bullying, please, like don't bully. And then 1 minute it's, yeah, I'm going to kill this guy, you know?
Definitely. I think people like anybody who's exciting, anyone who makes headlines. I mean, Kanye is a great example of that, right? You've got a guy who started out his career as a prodigy and now he's a make America great again right wing troll, and that's brilliant. And there's a certain genius to someone who knows what's going to get everybody's attention and how they can manipulate public attention on a massive scale, and I think these guys have it. But the thing that separates them from a lot of people is shame. I don't think they really see much difference between positive and negative attention. They just see it all coming to them.
Yeah, well, when Logan Paul first did the, if you don't know, Logan Paul did a vlog. He does a, he used to do everyday vlogs.
It's every day, bro.
Exactly. And he did one in the Japanese suicide forest and went off the track. Like there's a clear track that I guess tourists are meant to go on. He deviated from that intentionally and was surprised to find a dead body, because it's called a suicide forest because people, unfortunately, do sometimes take their life in this forest. He uploaded it and it was this massive, massive, massive controversy. But I remember his initial apology. Before he released this video apology, he did a note being like, you know, I was just trying to raise awareness. But then he was also just saying, like, I mean, I make a movie, like I make a TV show every day, you know, I'm out here, I believe in people. It was like a non-apology. It was more just like, he said, he ended it with hashtag Logang for life, which is his fan base. So
he went way up in followers after that as well.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't affect him at all. Like he lost some money through like ad deals and stuff with YouTube, but like, and their preferences in where the video appears and the searches and stuff. But like, his first thing wasn't even to be like, oh, this is bad. He's like, well, okay, cool. Like, I'll just brush it off. And
I think it'll work out well for him long term.
Really? I mean, what do you think these guys are doing in 10 years? Logan Paul and KSI when they're, wow, let's say, they're question. Probably about 35 at this point, maybe 34, 33?
I think a lot of people like that who have such a close relationship with their audience do tend to grow up with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think you see it in media, you know, like, you watch TV grow up with our parents' generation. We don't watch it, but they still watch TV. Or you watch Facebook grow up with, you know, maybe people in their 30s or something, and yeah, they still use that. Right. I think you'll see these teenagers grow up with Logan Paul, and he, I mean, he's obviously very adapting, so he'll just continue to be the chameleon he is.
That's an interesting take, man, because I always just think when I see this stuff, oh, it's like they're just taking advantage while the sun shines, and then they'll just be in retirement. I don't know.
But I mean, you look at him 10 years ago, he was on the Disney Channel, wasn't he?
Well, no, there was, there's a few of them that were ex-Disney people. Logan, why do I know all this stuff? Jake, his little brother, they both got famous on that Vine app, Logan and Jake. And so a lot of YouTubers at the moment were ex-Vine people Vine was like a 6-second short video app for people that don't know. And these guys were famous on Vine. And Logan, I've seen some funny stuff from him on Vine, but then, you know, it's just clearly they've just lost it, like in terms of perspective. And then Jake, his little brother, eventually through YouTube and stuff, he got a show on Disney Channel. He was a character, a supporting character, and then lost it after he did something.
Silly.
Yeah. But he said, I left. Oh, it's all right. I left. So that's interesting that you think maybe that these guys are just going to, yeah, the fans will follow them. Because
those guys, maybe not the one slightly smaller, but
yeah, right,
when you're at that level,
it's going to pay off somehow, right? Like, in the long term. So would you say you have respect for what they do? As like a fellow content creator, do you err more on the side of like, this is kind of gross, like the kind of, it's kind of cringy, but
I'm for it.
I guess it's not made for us, right?
No,
like,
no,
his
definitely.
Vlogs aren't for people in their 20s.
Yeah, and I mean, I've watched them and they're so bizarre and he's just yelling and if you had, you know, an attention problem, it would be perfect. The perfect way to deliver communication,
yeah,
like any sort of information. Do I respect them? Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that insane dedication to just want to be seen regardless of how people see you.
Right. Yeah.
At least it's interesting, if not respectful.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. And man, it's been Struthless in the studio. By the way, we were talking about that suicide forest in Japan. So if you do ever need any help, 13 11 14, that's the Lifeline number. But Struthless, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thanks so much, Bryce.